Andrew Wickett and Diane Campbell with you on the program today, and we have on the phone the best teacher in all of New Zealand. Well, he's a very humble guy, so he probably wouldn't agree to that title, but he's got an award to prove it. From Palmerston North's Cornerstone Christian School, Carl McIntyre. Kia ora, good morning. Thanks for being on our radio show.
Good morning. It's nice to make your acquaintance. Thank you for having me.
So how do you get nominated for this type of thing? Well, you get nominated for being a very good teacher, but what's been the process for you from doing the work that God's called you to do to receiving this award at Parliament?
Yes, well, it began with a very naughty parent, actually, and she knows who she is who nominated
me. She may be listening.
Yes, I dare say she will be. It just sort of went from there. I was reluctant to apply, actually, but I just felt I had to sort of fill in the questions that they gave me, and then just sort of went from there, really. So it's certainly been a very good time for Christian schooling. I think the biggest thing to come from the awards really are the positive light it shows on Christian teachers, really. Every one of us who goes out to look after the lost or the missing sheep and lift them out of whatever pit they've fallen into and help them to become everything they want to be.
Mm. Now, what particular award was it? Diane and I were having an argument.
We actually were.
Beforehand. Is it sort of, it's not best teacher in all the world or even all of New Zealand, but it's got the word supreme in it. I immediately thought of Supreme Leader Snoke, but it's not that, is it?
Oh, not quite. I don't actually recall the word supreme being in it, to be perfectly honest. It was, I won one of five Excellence in Teaching Awards. So that was spread across early child care and primary and secondary. And then there are a couple of extra awards, one for Excellence in Innovation. And I don't actually know those awards existed at the time. And then there was one for, I think it was called the Founders Award for Leadership in Education. And the chairman was reading out that particular criteria, I thought to myself, oh, well, that sounds a bit like what I do. There must be somebody else who does that too. Oh, who that other person is? I was actually looking around to try and find that person. I noticed that the chairman was looking at me the whole time. I thought, the cheeky biggie's making me feel nervous now. But no one was more surprised than me when my name was read out for that. So, again, I think it just reflects really well on Christian schooling and on all Christian teachers who go out to make a difference each day.
Because this isn't an award just for Christian teachers. This is across the board, and perhaps recognising that Christian schooling is a part of the education system, an important part of the education system here in Aotearoa.
Oh, look, most definitely it is. And I think a lot of that's to do nowadays. Like 20 years ago when I signed up, well, not quite 20, it seems like it is. the quintessential element of being a good teacher was the desire to impart knowledge. But I think in recent years it's changed. And now what you need to cut it as a teacher is a heart for kids and a willingness to go the extra mile. And obviously, there are scores of teachers I've taught with in special character schools here at Cornerstone and also at St. Peter's College where I formerly worked, and also in state schools who do that, who are much more deserving of awards than I am. But it does come back to that heart for kids, and I think the gospel drives that. And so it's wonderful to have that recognised on a national platform.
Carl, one of the things that was in the media release that we received was that you have a special passion for those who perhaps struggle in the school system, who may have dyslexia or Erlens. Can you tell us about this and the screening system that you've created?
Yes, look, I absolutely can. We know about one in three students, that means one in three people, have a learning barrier called dyslexia, which is basically where they, as you'll probably be aware, as you listen to, where you're aware, where the letters and the words move around and they don't stand still. And it's very, very hard for them to learn. And these are highly intelligent people, but there's a barrier here that they just can't overcome. And if we cannot assist during school, early intervention is best, then those are the people who typically really do struggle in life. Up to two-thirds of juvenile detainees are dyslexic, and there's a reason for that. And they're often the students also who act out in class, who have various coping strategies by being the class clown or by misbehaving, getting themselves out of learning because it's hard for them. And so What I have created isn't rocket science. It's more just an amalgamation of different ideas that people are using. But we screen every student who comes into our high school at Cornerstone to see how they're going with their learning. Are there any barriers here like dyslexia? So there's a little questionnaire that they fill out that sort of answers those questions. And from there, many times they actually just need a vision test and they need a pair of glasses, you know, and that can make all the difference. But where it is dyslexia, or where it is Erlen's, which is up to one in three dyslexics, if you would, actually have what's called Erlen's syndrome, is what the research shows us, which is something that presents similarly, but is treated by wearing a coloured pair of lenses or placing a coloured plastic overlay over text.
Mm-hmm.
So there are those sorts of solutions available, and increasingly I think it's important for us to look at the context around student misbehaviour or student lack of engagement and see if actually there might be a solution here that's easier than we think.
Yeah.
Now, an attitude like that, I think, highlights why you are such a well-deserving recipient of that. Although, Carl, I must say, if class clown is a pre-indicator, perhaps I need to do your test.
Yeah.
Although
I have
made a career out of being a class clown, Carl. So maybe it's a good thing. Hey, congratulations again on your award, and certainly you're very humble recipient of the award, but also recognising that there are so many teachers doing fantastic work, caring for our children and encouraging them to have a lifelong thirst for learning. But congratulations to you, and thanks for chatting with us on the program today.
Thank you. A pleasure.